on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already...
Happy Tuesday. Brady Bowman with you on this Tuesday morning. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins, and County Finance and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson here with you this morning. We've been talking the county's radio system, the problems there, and what they're doing to make it better in the future. And there's all the information you want on this. You go to our website, newsradiokman.com. I believe it's still up on the top, but I think it's in the local news section, the latest that I've written about the radio infrastructure, especially from their action looking at Thursday. And we've had a lot of callers call in. Appreciate the calls. Again, if you want to call in, 785-537-1350. We just still got about 10 minutes left in this edition of In Focus. And Pat, one thing we were talking about over break was one of the big challenges, I think, for Riley County. Riley County is so much different than other counties in the state, where this is a emergency radio system that covers everything, because we got a county police department. Most of the time when police are looking at these sort of costs for themselves, it's just to that city police department. But here in Riley County, we encompass so much. There's so many partnerships with all the entities, and so the costs are a little bit more, but you're covering a lot more too.
Well, that's,
let me turn you on.
Yeah, there you go. So that's true. And what's happened around the state is you may get a real flat county in western Kansas that has one state tower, that it's a lot easier for them to go on to the statewide system and try to utilize it, where in Riley County, because of the topography and trying to cover the whole county, along the lake and everything like that, it actually takes seven towers to cover our county, and we don't have a state tower in our county.
In our region, Riley County region, a lot of it's the Flint Hills.
It is.
It's difficult anyway.
Yes.
Even if you have the best radio system out there, it's going to be challenging. We have some more audio from RCPD Director Brad Schoen from Thursday. And this piece of audio, he's really urging the commission to take action now rather than wait later.
I understand I'm not an elected official. But to me, this has reached the point where, if you're looking for my input on it, it's no longer the case of, well, can we wait till August? Should we wait for an election? Should we do whatever? I think it needs to be done now.
And there you go. And Ben, Commissioner Wilson, how much was that kind of an extra sort of kick for the commission to go ahead and do something now?
Well, I think we all agreed with him to some extent before he spoke that it needs to be done soon. And that was one of several things in the meeting that kind of sealed it for us, that we need to go ahead and do it. I think also just realizing that the bid had been open for 18 months and that we're probably pushing our luck to extend that another 7 or 8 months with Harris to see if, to keep that same cost that they bid and not increase the price.
And Harris being the manufacturer of this system.
Yes.
18 months on a how long do bids usually, can you count on a bid being held out that long? That seems like quite a while for a bid to be held.
It's several months at the most, and they've been really good working with us, and we've had a lot of questions, and what's happened by doing this is we've been able to go back and actually bring that price down from over $12 million down to this figure, and get what we need and not what we want. I mean, when you look at what like the lady earlier said, there's high-end systems out there and there's low-end systems, and this is definitely not the highest end system, and it's not the Cadillac. I mean, it's 95% coverage in building is what we're looking for. So there's still going to be areas out there that don't have coverage, and part of what this vendor is going to have to do is go in. We've got like 48 buildings in the county that they're going to go in and test. And if the system doesn't work in that building, they're going to have to come in and put a system inside that building, some kind of a repeater system in that building to make it work for us. So there's parts of this that they give us good coverage in those critical buildings, is what we call them, the police departments, the school, the fire stations, the hospitals, those type of critical buildings that we have out there.
Quite the undertaking. Dave, did you have something?
Pat, do you have any 911 funds that you're utilizing for this purchase beyond the infrastructure?
Actually, the first part of this, phase one of this, would be to replace the consoles. And we've been saving back money for a few years. We've got about $530,000 set back for the consoles, the police department for 911. So that money will be used to help reduce that cost.
I know this has been in the works for a long time, and prior to Commissioner Wilson's term, I know that we dealt with this, and it's been a challenge for a long time. A lot of the technology improvements, a lot of the need, it just continued to spiral outside of a vortex, that these things need to be done.
Well, and I think the commission were very frugal at the time when we first started talking about this in 2005, and we tried everything we could do to make the system work that we had and had been building. And I think the narrow banding at 2012 was just the end all, and it's really caused a lot of problems. And we've been really lucky that it hasn't caused big concerns and injury and death and things like that. So I think that's part of what we've done. We pushed it on the three commissioners right now. I know we've talked about it with present commissioner or past commissioners, but it's really a public safety venture, and we're trying to stretch that out over 15 years. And yes, it protects emergency responders, but we need those emergency responders to help the public.
And that's one of the things a lot of people don't realize, that the public safety is one of the chief responsibilities of local government. Next question I have for you: how many radio users will be out there with all the volunteers that you have and RCPD? How many different radios are you going to have to put in with this package?
Well, the radios add up to about 700 radios, and that's not counting that portion. If K-State joins us with this, which is kind of what we're looking at, is them adding on to their system. They're having problems. Their system is old. If they add on to theirs, there's another 500 users that could add on and tag on to the base system. And we're actually looking at some of the surrounding counties joining in eventually, too, so that it could help us. It would help us a lot to have the coverage in those areas, and it'd be worthwhile to have them on the system.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins and County Fire Chief. Also have Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson here and County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. And last week, Pat Collins did have some audio for the commission to kind of hear some of the radio issues. Let's play some of that.
That's one small step for man.
That's the wrong one. Wrong one. Let's go to the right one here.
That's the same technology.
1901 with static. Go ahead.
Actually, Neil Armstrong sounds like he had a clearer signal.
I think there it is. And he was on the moon. I was just a mile from the tower.
Well played.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, it was your idea. Give credit where it's due. Give credit where it's due.
Thank you. I'll pat myself on the back.
Again, if you want to get some more information, we do have that info on our website, a kind of a general overview of the radio system. And again, we've been really talking about just the infrastructure part of this, and about $5.3 million looking at leasing options, and nothing's been signed yet. I do want to make sure people are aware of that. Nothing's been signed. This direction from Thursday from the commission, Ben, was just that, just kind of a direction.
Right. We didn't even identify which specific funding sources to pay the first year out of or anything like that, but it was the decision to go ahead and move ahead with negotiating the lease purchase.
And again, all that info online, newsradiokman.com. If you missed any of this edition of In Focus, we've been talking about this radio system the whole hour. Had a lot of great calls, a lot of great information. We'll have that on demand a little bit later today on News Radio, KMAN.com. Just got a couple minutes left. Real quick, Dave brought up some of the 911 or 911 funds that could be used here over one of the breaks, and I think, Tammy, we were talking about it as well, looking at some of the state funding options for this. There really hasn't been anything lately on that. Tammy, I think you were saying in the past there might have been some grants the state would have.
Well, other grants were available in the past, but at this point in time, they're no longer available to do that. And a lot of the state grants were centered around piggybacking onto their system specifically, not to create your own system or your own tower system.
Dave?
And a quick question. NBAF, the application of their radio, I mean, are they tying into the system potentially?
We've been in discussion with NBAF. That in fact, they were just in my office last week, and one of the things that they're stuck with a UHF system because that's all they're licensed for, but they are looking at joining us and having the capability to talk on our system.
Very good. Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, County Fire Chief, also Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, and County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Thank you all so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for the calls. Dave, it's all
good
yours.
Timely information today. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.